I was hoping Bill George would bring some money with him today from County National. No luck?
I got a few dinero in my pocket, but...
Well, that's okay.
But not many. So.
You can hang on to that.
Yeah. Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Bill George, Melissa Strady.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy June 1st. You have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Wish it would have been a little warmer.
Come on.
No, I'm serious. Like,
yeah, it was.
How many lake people were like, oh.
It was cool. A little bit.
Saturday improved to the point where Sunday was, but yeah, yesterday afternoon was kind of I was expecting a little more sunshine. So, but it was okay.
Did you go out on the course?
Yes, I played yesterday morning and, actually, from 8 o'clock till about 1 o'clock, it was perfect golf weather.
Nice.
So, not too hot. It can get hot in the afternoon. That's when lake time can come in.
There you go.
But, no, it was a very, very good weekend. So, last show of the year.
I know. I can't believe it. What a weird year, too, right? Like, half the time we were calling in, half the time we were in here. Sometimes it's recorded. Just
well,
odd.
Yeah, it was a very different year.
I do like in person a lot better.
Yeah,
it is much better. So what's going on? You just came in hot. You just sat down. And
come on. You know what? Story of my life.
Notes,
right?
Ready?
Yeah. It's an ongoing joke with my kids that. Yeah, I'm always the one that they need to tell me like a half an hour ahead of time, you know, like, oh, mom, you need to be there at noon instead of 12:30. So, yeah. But, no, things
kids,
are going.
That's the way teenagers
kids.
Operate now.
I know. I tell you what, you pick them up 1 minute after their practice gets done. They are not happy campers, I can tell you that. Or drop them off any later than 15 minutes prior to practice starting. That's a whole nother issue, too. So that's the story of my life.
I have kids that are 40, and they can't follow the clock.
We always caught a ride. It was my parents were like, well, how am I going to get home, Mom? And sometimes I'd say hitchhike.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
But, pretty safe route.
Yeah.
So, but Greg and I were talking on it before we came on about current events and probably the housing market. Finding a house these days is quite challenging. And selling a house, obviously, is... great time to do that. You hold all the cards and sellers are in a great position. But first time home buyers, move up buyers, people that are looking to locate here in Jackson, it's we face a big shortage and I don't hear it improving. I keep hearing multiple showings, multiple offers. And
fair to say it's not a good time to find a bargain.
They're out there. There's always bargains.
Really?
Out there.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's all relative.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know, when I started in lending, you could buy a nice, bungalow in a nice, good, safe neighborhood for $40,000-$50,000. And then during 2008 through 2015, that you could buy a nice little bungalow, safe neighborhood for. Maybe less than that.
Mm-hmm. Now your pickup truck is there.
And it was right. Entirely a foreclosure market. And nobody wanted houses. And investors were knocking our doors down to scoop them all up. And now that same bungalow is back to $120,000-$130,000.
Yeah.
And so, who's to say it's not going to be worth $260,000 10 years from now? Or it could be worth $35,000 again. That's how quickly the pendulum can swing.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the show now for a good 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. And we've lived through very extreme markets. And so what do you do in this market? If you're a buyer, you have to have a good, solid, clean hopefully no contingencies, pre-approval from a reputable, recognizable, credible lender, I guess would be my best advice.
Hey, who happens to have a lot of those?
We do have a great mortgage staff, and most any of our location, they would be happy to sit down with you. And we have mortgage lenders in most our locations
that have great relationships with our realtors as well. You know, you were talking earlier about making sure you have a pre-approval. I mean, this is really where realtors shine, especially local realtors. You know, they know what's on the market before it's even really going to be on the market. So to have someone that you can trust and that's local, has experience, and there are a lot in Jackson, so there aren't many you can go wrong with.
If you're dealing locally, and the other big thing that I've been being asked is how do I remove a home sale contingency?
Oh.
Now, that used to be kind of, unknown. You didn't know how long it would take you to sell your house. Now you can be fairly confident, unless there's a major issue with the house, that you're probably looking at 6 months or less marketing time. Mm-hmm. And that's from listing to sale. And so bankers, when we're sitting looking at, hey, can they carry this debt load? It used to be, hey, what if it goes a couple of years? Now we can be fairly confident that the house is going to sell. And sometimes we need to bridge that gap. And we do that. Enjoy greasing the wheels and making deals happen.
Yeah.
And we've proven that in the mortgage department, that we can be very flexible. And if we can sit down and understand the numbers and have someone lay it all out for us, we can be real flexible.
And, I mean, yes, our actual mortgage officers are one of our greater strengths, but I think one of the other key factors with County National Bank, especially being a local community bank, is our ability to do portfolio mortgages. Sometimes those houses or even your own credit situation may not fit in the Freddie Mac box, and that's something that County National Bank actually, I feel like that's definitely one of our strengths, is being able to accommodate those types of loans that don't necessarily fit for typical financing.
So what is a portfolio loan?
Good question. A portfolio loan, simply put, is we are using our own depositors' money. Most mortgage loans from FHA to Freddie Mac to Fannie Mae are funded by a third party. We originate the loan, we close the loan, and then we sell that loan to an investor. And 90% of the mortgages written are done by those investor rules, secondary market, whatever you want to call it. It's not our criteria. We're given a set of guidelines and said, if you meet these guidelines, we'll reimburse you for that loan. And then we get paid on an ongoing basis to service the loan. That's to collect your taxes, pay your insurance, administer your payments, keep in communication. And we get paid on an ongoing basis for that. But after the loan is sold, we're reimbursed the principal. On a portfolio basis, there are Bill George's rules, County National Bank rules, there are depositors' rules. That's where the value of having human live loan officers with the ability to fund deals with a own set of money, that is the true strength of a community bank. You could term our entire commercial loan portfolio as portfolio money. That's what we safeguard. That's what we do when we say, Melissa, we need money to lend, and we need depositor money to fuel these portfolio mortgages, to do our commercial lending, our consumer loans. And so there's a balance between bringing in the money, the deposits, our fuel, and lending it out. And, you know, we have talked many times about that we make money the traditional banking way, is we lend it out and we put it at risk in the Jackson community with home buyers, entrepreneurs, consumers across the board. And our dividends go back, and our stock, you know, is getting more and more locally held. And so portfolio loans are good old-fashioned types of loans you would get in the 50s, 60s, 70s, where the bank you walked into was actually you were borrowing that person's money that's at the teller line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we do business. And, you know, we service our own mortgages. A bank our size traditionally will sell the servicing and say, you make your payments to whoever, you know, send you a notice to send your payments to. If there's something wrong with your escrow account, you know, that happened three lenders ago. We don't know.
Yeah, good luck.
We don't typically do that.
Right.
And that's one of our strengths, mm-hmm. is that we still rely on human judgment as opposed to a machine. And, you know, that's one of the things we talk about, that our growth has been such that, you know, we're getting more sophisticated and that we don't ever want to lose the ability to say, hey, you're my neighbor. I grew up with you. I know what happened. You know, that was a bad stretch in your life. We're your community bank, mm-hmm. and we'll support you. Real life happens, and if anything can illustrate that better than this past year, I don't know when. So from the PPP to this mortgage market that we're facing, we want our customers to be ready to pounce on any deal that comes up.
Absolutely. And would you say that character definitely comes into play when we're doing really any type of loan?
Well, you know, we've lent so much money so rapidly. A lot of people say, well, you must have a lot of problem loans. You've taken mm-hmm. so much risk. And I can say that our past due meetings are getting shorter and shorter. our other real estate owned, real estate on the books is not there. Bank is extremely strong, and it's because we do base everything on character.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else can be in play, but if you're somebody that we would question your actions during when bad times hit, when mm-hmm. the recession hits, when COVID hits, are you going to fulfill your obligations and live up to have the honor to live up to your obligations, or will you blame it on some other external factor? Because there is always
sure.
a factor that. So yeah, character still the cornerstone of our lending.
Yes.
And, you know, we take a little time to lend in certain cases, but we always say once you get your foot in the door, more people are familiar with the circumstances, the more it's just going to be a nod. And, mm-hmm. You know, we're very proud of our lending record. The bank started growing very quickly in the worst of times in Jackson. And so we're very proud of that. And it's a bet that has paid off, and we're very grateful for all our customers and employees, and mm-hmm. it's been a lot of fun.
It has been, yes.
And so we're looking forward to 2021 and getting back to normal and in all the events and seeing faces again. And we got through the year, and hopefully, you know, we never have to go back to
right.
something like this.
Now, when we come back, there's going to be quite a few changes that we'll be talking about as far as, especially on our branch level. We are opening a new location in the Tecumseh area. So pretty exciting there. Just another expansion from our Adrian location. And we are going to have some movement of our commercial team. That's coming probably, you can't even pin down a time anymore. I'm just going to say third or fourth quarter.
Yeah,
there you go.
This year.
Yep. And then our Spring Arbor Road location is set to open this year as well, too. So there's going to be some changes. We are always looking to add to our team. If you want to go on to our website, it's www.cnbb.bank and look under career opportunities. I know that we are in need of some customer service representatives, treasury management. We are expanding that department. That's going to be an exciting add-on this year. And just many, many other roles Fresh. Within County National Fresh. Bank, and I might be a little partial, but I can tell you it's a great place to work at.
I concur. So, well, this wraps it up, and we'll see everyone in the fall. Have a great summer, Greg, Melissa, and you know, if you have any banking, lending, advice needs, our phone lines are wide open. You can be reached at.
Yep, you can give me a call at 782-5540.
You can always call me at 768-0056.